さあみんな一緒に
スケベが大好き行こう元気出して行こうそうだろう
エロいこと
好きなナバ種族超えた仲間さ
気持ちよくなりたい
向こうぜ
鍛え続けた
向こうぜ
己の武器を
向こうぜ
今振る時だ。
Welcome, perverts. It's Interspecies Reviewers Reviewers back again for a final episode, perhaps. Maybe not the final one. If we get an OVA on that Blu-ray.
Alan, I love your Master of Ceremonies persona. You sound so like you're such a showman right now.
I am the greatest showman. Wolverine in that one movie.
A freak like you needs company, famously.
Well, that's absolutely true. Yeah. But and we've got previous guest and also a fellow pervert, Paris, our good friend.
Hey, everybody, hello. call this show the Aragorn episode because it's the return of the king. Welcome, Paris.
Yes.
Thank you. That was quite the welcome.
Yeah.
You know, me and Alan were talking about potential guests. Over on a line on our line chat one day, we were both like, "Should we just have Paris back on?"
let's try. Let's. Who can we ask that this won't be like sexual harassment if we do it too?
Do it twice, yeah.
So we had to get somebody that's just sold on the concept already.
That's already been through the nightmare.
I would almost say a scholar,
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Paris has watched much more horny anime than we have in our
lives. Yeah, I sure have.
Yeah.
Journeyed into the depths and returned a hero.
I mean, I think... Have you seen Sailor in the Seven Balls, or is that just a...
Oh, boy.
I have never seen Sailor in the Seven Balls.
Boy, have I. Have I seen Sailor in the Seven
You've
Balls.
You've met every sailor and all of their balls.
Yeah.
Seven. Well, we're about to meet some special ladies in these final three episodes of Interspecies Reviewers Reviewers.
Oh, yeah.
We're starting out with episode 10, which, Russ, I'll remind you, is the perfect 10 out of 10 establishment that they set up they were going to in the last episode.
Oh,
so
yeah,
get ready to start off with perfection.
This is so good.
I'm going to warn you, it's White Girl Wednesday.
Oh yeah!
It's Pog time.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go ahead and let me go ahead and get this open for listeners at home that are wanting to watch along, and you should. We are once again using the Judas uncensored subs. I'm gonna do a 3-2-1 play. Let me go.
Have I made a Chris Jericho joke yet? That Chris Jericho is buying these Blu-rays and then uploading them himself.
I mean, the Judas in my mind is just, it is just Krim. It's just Krim in my mind.
Krim is the Judas in my mind.
That is very true.
Yeah, I think Krim might be best anime character of the year.
Krim is very, very, very good. I do
very
like,
woke,
I,
very goated.
I'm a big fan of the bird maid.
She owns.
She's
good,
she's
too.
Wonderful.
At the end of this, we're going to have to go through our rankings and see what we, how we all feel about this, but I think the bird maid, she's near the top of the list.
Oh yeah,
but
yeah,
she's
carried the bird species on my ranking. Like she's made a compelling argument for the episode, which wasn't, they didn't have the best segment still.
Yeah,
they were pretty good.
All right.
Well, without any further ado, let's get the show on the road. I'll do a 3-2-1 play for the listeners at home to sync this up. Just click play whenever I say play, and we'll you can watch along. All right, episode 10. 3-2-1, play.
Blue Moon. The Blue Harvest, Star Wars.
That beer I don't really like that much. You put an orange slice on it.
Hell
so,
yeah.
In the manga, they fuck these horse girls.
Fuck.
Hell yeah.
And
you know that must mean this episode has a lot of important shit to get to if they were going to skip over that.
Well,
correct.
The review of the horse girls, I'll tell you, wasn't good.
Oh, really?
Oh, no.
Yeah, they didn't really like the horse girls, mainly because the horse pussies in the back as you would expect.
Yeah.
You know, it was very funny. My Google phone, my Android, I have the Google Photos app on there, and they'll give you like this day in your personal photo history.
Yeah.
And it was July 4th weekend. Me and Alan went together to Anime Expo.
Oh,
and I went
yeah.
to the Monster Musume Okuyado panel.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he discussed which of his favorite monster girls, and he went with Centauria because of her big boobies. And it's
true.
So funny that this author, it's almost like a clapback. Kind of like,
do you think
he clapped back
with facts about horse pussy?
Yeah, I think he did. I think he called Okiano the fuck out.
Hell yeah. That's so funny. Oh my god.
I need these guys to team up or fight each other. Either way.
are you
Oh man, that yeah. Yep. Fucking Monster Musume X.
Interspecies
reviewers.
You know, I think they're putting out a Monster Musume light novel.
Oh fuck!
Hell yeah.
It's like an AU that takes place in like a family restaurant, but the monster girls are like,
oh
waitstaff
hell
there.
Yes!
I think this is me reading like the
they're
translated.
They're doing they're doing the Monster Girl Hooters.
Oh man! Yes, yes.
The Monster Girl Denny's, I think actually.
Yes.
Who's the heel and who's the face in this feud?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Mm.
I think they're both heels, to be
yeah,
honest.
Yeah, it's yeah. A heel on heel I think feud. Yeah. I think this is yeah.
If anything, the Monster Musume guy might be more of a tweener because he has a he's at heart still a romantic.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a monogamy freak.
Yeah, this guy's all about fucking.
Yeah. Here it is, Magic City.
Oh wow! I forgot that it looked like this.
It looks like fucking Disney, and they're reopened in the middle of the pandemic.
God damn it!
It's a clapback on Disney.
People just have to. People just, you know.
There we go.
They got a foot.
Oh me! Oh my! What the fuck?
I mean, you
Russ,
know,
you're in for a treat.
It's a witch's brew. Is this White Girl Wednesday on
it
a Sunday afternoon?
It's White Girl Wednesday.
Hey, it's White Girl Wednesday somewhere. Am I right, folks?
That's what I'm always saying.
You right.
That voice is familiar.
It's my wife.
Alan, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hit on your wife.
Yeah.
Absolutely hate when a big titty witch materializes next to me.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
They need to add this to 5e, to be honest. Like,
what
if I burn... If I burn, like, a 9th level spell slot, I should be able to do this.
To become just a massive honker witch.
Yeah.
What is this?
That's what normal decoy dolls are like, but only the Archmage Demia could make something this complex and lifelike.
Can make a decoy that fucking yanks.
Yeah.
Fuck.
she can make a decoy doll that can just throw it back constantly for 3 days.
You think the author got this idea from Naruto?
Sure.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. This is like the ultimate sexy jutsu.
Oh, you could chop her arms and legs off if you want to.
Guro, more like get out of here.
I love how he's like, what are you
Mama Mia.
Oh, this part owns.
Yeah. Public sex is the only thing that's banned.
Wow.
Grassy knolls, that's where JFK was fucked.
Jeez Louise. Mayor.
It's weird that she's not the mayor of Magic City.
Yeah, she should definitely. If she wanted the power, she could just take it.
I think she's basically already the mayor of Magic City.
Yeah.
She just want to be bound to the office like that.
Yeah, yeah. She can.
I'm just imagining like a Walt Disney guy eating a big pot of chili and smoking a cigarette, being like, "Damn it,
stop fucking in the fountain."
This is a lot like Disney World in a way.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't want to go to the Animal Kingdom part, though.
I mean,
or do you?
See, it was very funny. I did not listen to our last interspecies reviewers, Alan. I apologize, but I did listen to our one that we had Paris on, and you know, not to toot our own horn. But I thought our episode came out very good. Fuck.
Boobs.
It's really... I'm glad that they just gave her the biggest boobs of anybody in the... Except for the cow minotaurs.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. of course. Yeah, the cows are pretty good.
How's the water? You hear on business.
Goink, 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 goink.
Paris, we were gonna ask, what's your favorite horny anime noise?
Ooh, that's a good one.
I'm a very big fan of the boob sound, the sound.
Yeah, the boyoing is good.
Yeah, the boyoing is just that's a you know.
That's like the Wayne's World swing noise, basically.
Yeah, it's a workhorse, you know. It gets the job done.
I need to bring attention to Krim's like hair tied back like that. They should do that more.
Yeah.
Wow.
This whips.
By the way, I like when the bamboo pole fills with water and hits the.
Ooh,
that's
yeah.
a good one. Whoa! Yeah. Ooh. I forgot that she licked Krim's halo. I forgot about that.
That's
how you know she a freak.
She's a real one. She's a real head.
Uh-oh.
You gotta keep. Hey, remember, hygiene comes first. You gotta keep it clean down there.
That's true. Oh boy.
Like, we laugh, and we're joking right now. We're you know, we're journalists first and foremost, but we engage in some humor.
Yeah.
But you gotta keep it clean.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He's gonna fall in love with her.
I really like
he's
this.
Having a this is the game reviewer's dilemma.
Yeah.
In a way.
This is the gamer's dilemma.
Yeah.
A 9.9.
What's the fun factor?
Which face from EGM magazine are you making?
I'm always thinking about that guy.
Well, I do look like that guy when I come. I'm the guy with his hair shooting up in the air like 5 out of 5.
How's the sound design?
I know the graphics are good.
Or replayability.
Stunk.
Clearly replayability is good because you got 3 days, you know.
It's true. Damn, and she cooked breakfast?
Damn.
Damn, and she do the tomato?
Wife mode. Love when...
I love bare ass on a wood chair does not seem good.
I love my wife just drops her jugs on the table.
Just gotta rest those fucking huge bonkers on the table.
The table's just like leaning on her side. They're so fucking
so she,
heavy.
She has the capability there to eat and shit if you want to, if they want her to.
That's
wow.
So funny. This is clearly I should look up his name because I feel bad just referring to him as the author. But I'm just imagining
the author is
him...
God is a god among men.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just imagining like him having like a Van Gogh moment where he wakes up in the middle of the night, or maybe even I'd say more Einstein, like waking up in the middle of the night being like, Eureka, the 10 out of 10.
God. Yeah.
You can make her shit. You can make her doo-doo if you want to.
She can doo-doo if you must.
Damn.
Yeah.
The eye catchers in this show are really great.
Yeah, they're very nice.
I mean, she's caught my eye. I think
true.
Guys, I think I'm in love.
Wow, you ever just get naked lessons?
These fucking I can't concentrate on my magic lesson because of these huge fucking honkers.
Hey, if anybody's like, you know, there's a certain other magical franchise about learning magic that's been, you know, people aren't into it as much anymore because of a certain person involved, as in the author. You've mm-hmm. got this now.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
got interspecies reviewers. You've got this.
The Archmage Demia could absolutely annihilate Voldemort.
Oh, yeah.
Not even a question.
Yeah.
I mean... The
well, first of all she has to do is just whip out a titty, and then he's done.
Yeah.
What the
yeah.
fuck?
Yeah. I mean, what?
This went hog wild.
I mean, in the grand scheme of things he could be doing, this
yeah.
isn't that bad.
Yeah, yeah, that's, yeah, he's a... You know, that's just some good, clean fun.
Yeah, he's not dismembering her, at least.
Yeah. Wait, did he just... He specified Earth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Because Krim's from heaven.
Well, it was capital... Okay, this is at the discretion of the fan subs. They use capital E.
Oh. Oh, I get what you mean.
Yeah,
this isn't
this
like
is
some
Earth.
Fantasy planet.
This is we could be there.
God, I hope that Ratchet
both.
And Clank game
just
I can
both.
Jump through one of those portals.
Just both.
Okay, now this is an incredible the ending of this scene.
Yeah.
Is
oh,
a
yeah.
lot.
Oh yeah.
Oh fuck. You gotta be fucking kidding me.
I mean?
Hold on, Russ. So this is the real Demia. You can tell which one's the real one because she has eyes on her dress.
This rules. Heaven seed?
Angel cum. The magic of angel cum.
Hell yeah.
The magic of angel cum. Heavenly seed.
Fresh squeezed angel juice.
It's seed devoid of original sin.
Yeah.
Well, this is a wild idea.
Oh my god. This is just... She's just pouring...
She's pouring cum on elemental damage squares to see what angels are weak and strong against.
Are you fucking kidding me? You know how for like years there was like every 2 weeks there was like a Twitter hashtag that was like, what if there was a Harry Potter open world game in the Skyrim engine? Well, what if there was an interspecies reviewer RPG
The sperm has halos, guys.
Fuck!
Hell yes.
I'll never look at
it. It's heavenly. It's heavenly seed.
There's now a spectrum. There are two angels I'm going to accept. I'm not going to take any of your boring ass white bread angels anymore. They either have to be giant floating eyeballs and like rings and with like 17 wings.
Yeah.
Just a demonic horror or Krim. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want Old Testament or interspecies reviewers.
Hell yeah.
So I don't know if they're setting her up as like some sort of grand villain of the arc of the story or what, but
nah, she just fucking loves science.
She is like fucking Dr. Stone of cum.
Dr. Cum, if you will.
Dr. Cum.
Dr. Seed, I guess, would be better.
Oh, this has got to be the worst. Whenever your wife gets Thanos at the end of the 3 days,
after you're just like, oh, no. After you spent 3 days just blowing her shit out.
My wife.
the collar falling off of that one was pretty
good.
That
was a good gag.
Yeah.
The fucking Titanic music's playing right now.
I mean, this is the love of their lives, and they're gone now.
This is very emotional.
I'd be crying. Hey, listen.
Imagine just blowing all your money on this, just every weekend.
Well, so they mention it, but I don't know if they mentioned the manga or later on the episode or what, but the clones have memory in between visits, so if you go back, she will remember what you did last time if you want her to.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's terrible. But great.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Could you just live in this city?
Yeah, could you just make a clone your wife and then she just comes back every week?
All the rich have fucked themselves to death. It's a worker's paradise now.
True.
Wow.
Pardonnez-moi.
Wow.
Excusez-moi.
Wow. I mean, well, I guess that's true. I guess that's facts.
You have to be some sort of sicko to not love this place.
To not love these big, big fat titties.
Just fuck yes. The Amahara just waking up in the middle of the night.
I love to read from boobs.
Hell yeah.
I wasn't tossing magic ropes. I was natural. I don't know.
No, that was good. That was good. You know?
I mean...
What? He might,
whoa, the
sir,
feet shot.
Ma'am?
He might...
They showed a little bit more than I was expecting there in the crowd.
Yeah, same here. I'm getting like blown away.
I think he might be making some points there.
What in tarnation?
He's like the onion thing. Like the worst person you know has a good point.
Of course, Krim had her fucking looking like a snack in a sundress.
Yeah, of course. Of course, Krim just went on a date. Yeah. And then they did freaky shit.
Is this what having a girlfriend is like?
You could just keep going back and it'd be like that fucking, it'd be like Ryan Reynolds in Blade Runner.
Oh my god.
With the hologram lady.
You look like a Joe.
The Army esports guys are going to Magic City.
Fuck.
Oh, boy.
Yeah?
That's me.
Yeah.
I feel... Same.
That's right.
You're just a connoisseur of good criticism.
Yeah.
You just read Playboy for the article.
I think the Virgin Lizard Man might be my favorite character.
He's the best. He is the best.
He rules.
He's very funny.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
What?
this fucking guy.
This guy. Isekai protagonist looking ass.
King.
Fuck.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Wow.
You ever just walk up to a bird lady and be like, all right, pop
just
a squat.
Just squeeze one out in my mouth.
Pop a squat. Let's go. Let's go.
Oh, I forgot about their little walk cycle there. It's very good.
It is good. Maybe one of the better EDs of any anime in the last couple of years.
Yeah, this is a really good one.
But there's not enough. There's not enough between. There's not enough keyframes. Just panning on static images.
Well, here's the thing: is
it's
I think
me,
a lot
Sakuga
of the
Sakuga Steve, the little bitch.
A lot of the sex scenes I think technically qualify as Sakuga.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh.
Because
yeah.
They're like fluidly animated in every sense of the word.
Passion. Thank you.
Did the gang from part 5 of JoJo's make this? Is it that Passion?
I hope.
Yes. Yes. Let's polish up our virility. Yeah.
Good shit.
This is
good shit.
So
Mushroom horny. Ladies, what a blast from the past.
The Mushroom Ladies are very good.
Oh, here we go. Horny professor.
Oh. I keep forgetting about this guy.
This guy's so cool.
No! Pokemons.
Professor Poke! Professor Poke!
Professor Poke.
This is the fucking best.
I love just like the wall of dildos.
Sir. This guy,
sir?
I don't know. Sir?
Sir. Sir.
Oh, man.
Well, you know, sometimes you just...
Why did it turn to static? Is that a joke? Like, Japanese television turned him off? Is that the
No, I think he knocked over the magic camera.
with his penis. With his fucking...
I hate when that happens.
His fucking just powerful meat.
You know how like a lot of people say like, you know, they're like, I wish I could see my own funeral, see how sad everybody would be. I wish I could jerk off at my own funeral like this old man.
Yeah.
Do you want a hired Imagineer to like make a robo skeleton for you?
Oh my
god. Yeah, ideally. If I could get one of the Rockafire explosion robots, but just if I could get Freddy Fazbear.
Oh my god.
And get stuck in some sort of animatronic skeleton, that'd be
What's
great.
What's the fox that they all want to fuck?
And then
Foxy is the name of the fox.
And then
that's
then
very funny.
They play Miss New Booty through you.
Yes,
and it gets
exactly.
Like 2 million views on YouTube.
Yeah, and it's like the coolest shit you've ever seen in like the year 2009.
Yeah. And still
it's
still in 2020.
Yeah, it's still, whenever they, like, sing Lollipop by Lil Wayne or something, I'm like, damn, that is pretty fucking cool.
It's pretty good. That shit rocks. Now, what if they were hot?
Ooh, now that's a great idea. Do you think we should repurpose some of these animatronics from Chuck E. Cheese and make them hot?
Yeah,
oh,
I
yeah.
think so.
We
Absolutely.
Should, I mean, everybody's talking about Femboy Hooters and Goth Denny's or whatever the fuck. We need to do sexy animatronics restaurant.
Oh, hell yeah.
And maybe make them like anime people or something. I don't know.
Finally, it's just like how Disneyland should just be for adults. Chuck E. Cheese should only be for adults.
You gotta open up the Fuck E. Cheese. There we go.
Fuck E. Cheese.
Well, I should specify nobody should be going to Disneyland right now. But
that is true.
You should go to Sex Disneyland though.
Yes.
But
in VR.
Absolutely galaxy brained episode, by the way. 10 out of 10 episode.
That was
really
good.
you would think that the premise being relatively simple and that it's just a lady you have sex with for 3 days.
It's just, what if the hottest woman on earth could clone herself a million times and you all get to fuck her?
And she might be stealing your cum. That's the part of the dream for me. It's like, I don't know if she's stealing my cum or not.
Yeah,
that's the part I like best.
That's a bonus. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. oh, boy, what a great episode. All right, I'm ready to get started on this next one because we ended on a cliffhanger with this horny Eggman.
We gotta get back on this cliff.
Are you guys seeing the stream still?
Yes. Yeah. And, okay, I'm getting audio and everything.
So. Perfect. All right, let's do a countdown.
Okay, we asked Paris favorite sound. What's your favorite form of anime censorship?
Yeah, like
if
a
you're
steam
gonna,
or...
I mean, obviously none is the best one, but
if you had to do
which
like
is
a,
the funniest
a steam
to you?
Or a ray of light or one of those little graphics of like somebody's head
Ooh,
spinning great. Around.
Ooh.
Do you like the triangle?
I like the triangle. You know what I like? I like the conveniently placed foreground object.
Ooh, that's the best
one.
That's
a good one.
That's the always
Austin
really
Powers.
Good.
The
conveniently placed like foreground object or the anime girl with really long hair and her hair is always covering up like her stuff.
That is good.
Those are great.
The best part of whenever there's a foreground object is when somebody takes away the object and you think like, what? Am I going to see it?
And then there's a smaller object. Yeah.
Yeah.
You've never seen it. It's only happened once. And then we're talking Simpsons movie, but we don't need to go any further than that.
Yeah. Do you think fucking the Simpsons people like were inspired by like horny anime when they made that movie?
Oh my god.
I mean, Dave Silverman on a commentary said he was inspired by Lupin the Third for an episode of The Simpsons, so
yeah, well, somebody saw Shin Chan and they were just like, what if we show Bart's meat too?
There is, I told you, Russ, there's that when I was watching through The Simpsons, the one where Bart works at the burlesque theater in town. There's a scene of him like falling off the roof of the place, and it is shot exactly like a scene of Castle of Cagliostro.
Hell yeah.
Where Lupin falls off the... Where he falls off the thing?
Yeah, yeah. The clock tower thing or
yeah.
whatever?
Yeah. Russ, I've got it paused. I haven't started the episode yet.
Oh, gotcha. We're going to start it. Okay.
Yes. Okay. All right. So episode 11, everybody. All right. Yeah. 3, 2, 1, go. Okay. We're seeing some beams of light.
Not one of our favorites.
Vanquished,
still very good.
Vanquished demons.
Oh, his power level.
Wait, are you Alan? Is this? Am I gonna drive?
What?
Yeah, that's an Incubus song. I googled Incubus.
Oh, you did.
Yeah.
Incubus.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Wasn't one of the guys from Incubus in Ned's Declassified School Survival Guide?
No, they were two concurrent. Unless, well, now
there's
you got
some,
me.
Some musician, like some Incubus style band was, some guy from that was in the...
That makes sense. God.
Is he writing in blood? Oh man,
he's that guy knows how to fuck.
That guy respects women.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he says I have probably the most screenshotable moment in this entire show is coming up.
Oh yeah,
fuck. We're gonna see if I recognize the shot or not.
Oh, it's so. Just think, what kind of screenshot it would be very easy to just post, like, completely contextless on Twitter, and it would be like a home run. And you'll see it.
Finally, that, like, it'll be like when you're a kid and all you've ever watched is The Simpsons and you watch Citizen Kane for the first time and you're like, oh, that's where that's from. This is gonna be like, oh shit, this screenshot changed culture.
Or like when or when you finally watch the Godfather after watching the Goodfellas.
Which is actually more of a Goodfellas.
It's more
parody,
of a Goodfellas, yeah, but it's more of a broad Italian parody, really.
But the first time you see an Italian person and you go, oh, it's the Goodfellas.
That is what happened the first time I saw an Italian person. I went to Olive Garden and I'm like, oh, this is where the Goodfellas eat.
That's how me and Alan met. You were like, oh, an Italian person. I went, no.
No, no, I. Well, because you were doing your Goodfellas cosplay at the time.
I did have my hair. I had so much oil in my hair at the time. I was trying to get a promotion. I was trying to become a shift,
and it was,
a shift manager.
And it was olive oil.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. And you said I had very, like most Italians, I have very nice hair and very nice teeth.
Yep. Oh, this horny guy comes in here and eats an egg every day.
Fuck.
Just sexually eating a raw egg, like fucking belly.
For somebody that fucks that much, he those sharp nails are probably not the best.
Or, I don't know, maybe, you know, depends on who's fucking, probably. Some ladies are into that, you know?
The fuck is this?
Oh my god.
Well, he's chuny and he's hot.
A dangerous combo.
That's a drill tweet. Just ordering one raw egg at the bar.
He doesn't even eat it.
Yeah.
He doesn't even eat it. He just looks at it all day.
Just thinks about it.
This guy owns.
I like this SpongeBob-esque music that's playing this whole time.
It's really
this needle drop, like, sound library shit.
Yeah, just jaunty accordions.
This is so, this guy is the ultimate galaxy brain. You don't respect women enough. This rules.
Yeah.
Recently saw Paris's classic beloved tweet.
Oh no.
Universally beloved. They need, I like him. I like them clothed fully surely.
Oh god. Yeah.
I prefer them clothed thank you muchly, I believe is what it is.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, this is Paris.
That tweet is like that is like my curse.
I'm sure people on Twitter are normal about it and don't
yeah,
always comment on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, what are you talking about, line of anime? Now this guy is kind of our own. He's cut from the same cloth as us, is that he sees the positive of all these women they fuck.
Yeah.
He just respects women so much.
He loves damn old elves.
This is funny because this is
elves.
This is almost Sorkin-esque in its conflict, where it's like, damn it, I respect the journalistic integrity too much, but I love women too much at the same time too. Damn
it's
it.
True.
And I do love the thing where like the elf, like the old elves,
yeah,
they're still
that's
like
good.
Young, but like the elf is like, ew, she's like 100, dude, ew.
It's I don't say this very often, but that's epic bacon awesome sauce with a Chuck Norris amount of wind on the side.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. This guy's woke.
Hey, here we go.
This guy.
No way, Jose.
This guy's happy with whatever is in front of him. You know, this guy just knows how to live.
Just he rub just, these bones.
Rules.
He just loves it. He just loves
whoa,
it.
Whoa.
Did you think Ub Iwerks when he made those dancing skeletons for our boy?
Now I don't understand why they didn't like her in the first place.
Right.
Yeah, it seems pretty good to me.
Yeah. So he was right there.
No, but I'm just saying.
Oh,
do you think that
he can shrink his dick to fuck fairies?
That rules.
Yeah.
Isn't that your excuse?
Yeah.
I shrink my dick because I had sex with a fairy earlier.
This is definitely like this is an episode inspired by, like, I'm sure this guy as a the Amahara as a teenager was like, who the fuck reads Famitsu? Yeah. They just give everything a 10 out of 10.
You know? Here it is.
Yes! There we go.
There it is. All women are queens. Rules.
He's oh no. No.
Damn, he's a player.
This is the first time we've seen an ogre girl, I think.
Damn, ogre.
Well, I'm not going to get ogre her anytime soon.
Yeah, don't cheat on an ogre girl. They'll fucking... They'll get you.
Another point in their favor.
Yeah.
This ogre girl, I got a bad one, everybody. And please, you can tweet at me, shut the fuck up, Russ. This mm-hmm. onion is giving me a hard on.
Ugh.
Sorry.
This is very dramatic. That was a big ass knife that she stabbed him with.
It's an ogre sized knife.
Yeah.
She stabbed him. This rules. Good app.
We're not even halfway done. Now, when he made that flower materialize inside the skeleton's invisible pussy, what did that do to her?
I, you know, she clearly reacted very well to it, so.
Wait, oh, excuse
yeah,
me?
Yeah. Guess, yeah. Hey Russ, guess where the other heart is?
Fuck off. You've got it. Mama Mia.
Yeah.
Isn't that what Doctor Who has also?
Yeah, yeah. He has a extremely powerful boner heart.
Time Lords do canonically have like two hearts though, right?
I think so, yes.
Fuck yeah.
They got,
man,
they should let
Doctor Who finally fuck.
They got all kinds of weird stuff.
Yeah, wait, Doctor Who's never fucked?
I don't think so.
No, Doctor Who can't fuck. He's
I think
like,
he just kisses
I watched
people.
A YouTube video.
He's
yeah,
like,
he just kisses
he's,
them
he's,
solemnly.
Yeah, he's like the anime pro tag. Like he just, you know, he can never score because you have to be yearning the entire
time
you're watching. So.
This CGI, like, World of Warcraft
that,
fan
that
we that saw
fan
for a second.
Is very good.
It's good. Listen, if you can just get your assets off the Unity store, why not?
Yeah, exactly. You gotta work smart and not hard, you know?
Yeah. I mean, these guys work hard and smart. But...
True.
It do be like...
They skipped work for half a month to go to the Magic City.
That's so funny.
So Stunk just goes on adventures and shit still, right?
Yeah.
I think mainly just to, like, get money to fuck.
To fuck, yeah. Look, everybody's working for the weekend, am I right?
It's true. I mean, we just do it to buy games, but, like, this is a better way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a labor of love.
This is just like podcasting in a way.
You know? Yeah, yeah.
You know?
You're right, yeah. You're right.
It do be like that. I hope there's like, at some point, there's a podcast in the world of interspecies reviewers.
Oh, there's a... There's
where they
Dr.
like
Poke.
Use a magic orb, and it's just as bad as wrestling podcasts where they're just like they all
oh
have the same
god.
Six opinions.
Oh my god.
Fuck.
You know what? There just aren't enough superstars in ReZero. They should make Amelia turn heel. They need more superstars.
Yeah.
God, wrestling podcasts are so bad. I'm not gonna go on that tangent, but they suck.
No. Except ours.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
we don't
yeah,
talk
course.
About real wrestling, so
no. Which it may probably makes it one of the better ones. Oh, the elves need to up their mana. They're not giving us enough mana.
I really love that, like, just in the background of this show is just that, like, people are doing all kinds of, like, Don Machi shit.
It's good, like,
But this show is just, like, we're only focusing on the part where they spend all their money on fucking.
Right.
I mean, they're just cutting to the good shit.
Yeah.
I like to think that there's, like, ReZero, like, melodrama going on in the back. Like,
oh,
there's, like, world-ending shit.
Is.
Oh, 100%.
There absolutely
like,
is, yeah.
It's kind of like how in Goblin Slayer, he's, like, just kind of, like, a side character, and there's, like, the main party that's, like, fighting the demon guy somewhere
yeah.
else while he's just killing goblins.
Yeah.
It's like that, but they're just fucking.
Pretty much.
Hell
yeah. That's so good.
And it's less problematic than Goblin Slayer.
Yeah.
Which is not saying a lot.
good OP, though. Good OP.
Yeah, it's true.
Good OP.
If the music slaps, I'll watch an app.
Yeah.
Also, that time that Goblin Slayer used, like, a portal spell open to the bottom of the ocean to, like, make a high-pressure water jet to kill something was maybe the coolest thing anybody's done in a manga.
Yeah, that sounds very sick.
Yeah, he does a bunch of, like, epic Dr. Stone shit is the thing.
Fuck yeah. I love when anime pro tags are epic.
He's basically, like, fucking Batman, which is epic, if you ask me.
Yeah.
It's epic.
That fan is very
it's so
good.
They had to save the budget.
They were just like, we're
everything
not,
else is high quality we're, animation.
We are not drawing that.
This is the closest we've had to, like, a bottle episode.
Yeah. I love when that fan reminds me of how a lot of anime, like basically when CG came around, but, like, no, everyone just gave up on drawing horses. They were just like, nah, fuck that shit.
I mean,
sense. Every horse in the background is always, like, bad CG now. They're just like, nah. It's so good. I love it.
Has anybody done a picture of this little gnome guy, but with, like, as the Slayer gnome?
Oh, hell yeah. I want that.
They should.
I need to commission...
I mean, all you gotta do is just put a little pointy hat on the guy.
Yeah.
It is funny, the idea that these four adventurer dudes writing about set might have accidentally invented modern capitalism in this fantasy world.
Yeah.
Yeah, yep.
They're talking a lot about licensing and franchising. And
yeah, they franchise their pussy reviews.
I think Kanchal the gnome is basically like the Ray Kroc of this universe.
It do be like that.
Yes. All right. Hell yeah.
You always got to have one guy on the team that's just the capitalist one.
That's the money
you
man.
Got
yeah.
The money man.
So he can fuck you over eventually.
Yeah, but you'll have a good time until then.
Yeah. You'll make a whole lot of money.
Until... Just not as much as him.
Yeah. Also, fucking bird lady just strong arming you into staying at the bar.
Yeah, I'd love to get my head crushed by some talons.
Wish that were me.
God, I wish that were.
Oh, I know which episode this is. Never
yeah,
mind.
This,
okay.
This
I just
owns.
Remembered what happened.
Yeah. This might be my the place that they go to after this might actually be my favorite brothel.
That's fucked. I get it though.
It's just conceptually a nightmare, and I it's It's a lot.
Russ, this is going to raise some questions in a lore of a franchise that we care a lot about.
Booze fairies.
No. No, Alan, don't. No.
You ever just want to get super wasted with a bunch of sexy leprechauns?
Oh, Paris, by the way.
Yes.
Was that famous screenshot you were talking about, the heart in his dick?
No, it was All Women Are Queens.
All Women Are Queens.
Oh, yeah, okay, of course, yes. I just got so excited thinking about how All Women Are Queens.
Yeah.
I'm always getting excited thinking about how All Women Are Queens.
Oh, this is so... We've all been there, right?
It'd be like this sometimes.
Sometimes you get shwasted, you know, and your shit is just.
They don't seem drunk, is the thing. That's kind of their whole thing.
Yeah. Well, they're holding it in pretty well, you know. They can
they do this all the time. This is their whole gimmick.
Yeah.
It's life's
Now I have definitely been here before.
Oh,
where
yeah.
Where I drink too much and have to smack the shit out of my meat.
Yeah. to wake it up, you know.
Now, so Russ, Alcahan's being drunken leprechauns.
And she just like
She just bust him open.
Whoa, this is a badass shot. Is this Rick and Morty?
Yeah. I've been this wasted before. You ever get so wasted you just float into space, you know?
Yeah, fucking GTA. oh man. My thoughts here, Russ, is if these leprechauns had sex with a fairy, would they birth a Dweegan?
Yes.
Yes. Alan, I gotta go.
Lemon out of 10.
It'd be like that.
This is the best out of Dweegan. This is where you get the grift. This is where you learn the grift. Very good. That's so good. See, that's smart. That's smart. You got the one person who isn't drunk, and then you just charge the drunk person every time they slap one of the leprechaun girls on the ass. They're like, oh, that's $50. That's $50. You know?
I fucking hate these microtransactions in my brothels.
Fuck. Oh shit, we got
it. Now we gotta do Don Machi shit. Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, we gotta. Fuck.
Boom.
Fuck. He's doing Naruto shit. Fuck.
What the fuck? He just
he exploded it.
It's fucking epic.
That's the thing that they don't talk about enough is that like Stunk is apparently the greatest swordsman in the world or something.
Yeah. It rules.
It is good.
It is good. Stunk's a great character.
I like how they just save the world by just like... They save the world by...
Trying to get their fuck money.
Yeah.
Do you think they would have saved the world if this show actually aired in America? They should have aired it on American television.
America's not ready for these bold ideas, Russ.
No, no.
2020 would have gone different
if they didn't fuck Stunk over in the primaries, yeah.
Stunk was saying the real shit.
Barack Obama got on the phone and, you know, he made sure to rat fuck Stunk, you know?
It's true.
That's what happened.
All the sucky girls talk, it's malarkey to me.
Thanks.
It's all malarkey.
Thanks, Obama. Am I right?
Yeah. All it takes is one phone call from Death Abyss, and then
I'm really,
and Mare Pete's out of the race.
I'm really into this, like, dick riding, like, montage that they do.
Oh, it rules.
Very good.
Oh, man. So, in terms of new girls to add to the list so far, we have the Archmage Demia.
Yeah.
And the Alco fairies.
The Alcohons.
Yeah.
They're both good. They're saving some heavy hitters for the last couple episodes.
I'm a fan of the Alcohons.
It's a very novel, fun.
I thought this was going to be the last episode, and I was very scared.
Yes. Yeah, same.
You wrote a letter to your senator going, can you please continue the series?
President Trump, please.
Stunk. Oh, he was very nasty to me.
Freaking Cheeto and Chief.
There's a Cheeto in a White House. I don't know if you knew this.
Skunk could have dealt with them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Skunk would have won. Skunk would have won.
Sissy Krim's Vanity Fair Christmas party is no longer hot.
This is a freaking Cheeto.
He's a Cheeto. We ought to get Melania on Interspecies Reviewers because she's been fucking a damn Cheeto.
You're right.
Alan, I gotta something real quick. Alan and Pierce. Right.
Yes.
I feel like we've been on the damn boat. We've been on that boat. We've been on a freaking sailing voyage.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Absolutely.
The censorship. What is the name of that boat again?
That's the good boat. Nice boat.
And now, we're disembarking on the port. And can I say something?
Yeah.
I don't want it to end.
This is like the end of Lord of the Rings when they all get on the boat and sail away to the Undying Lands.
Yeah.
Speaking of Return of the King, Paris being, I mean, in this parallel, Alan.
I think I'm either Legolas or Gandalf, one of those guys. Did Aragorn get on the boat, or did he stay?
No. Frodo and the hobbits got on the boat.
That wasn't all the hobbits, right?
It wasn't all of them, no.
Because Sam stayed.
Frodo definitely got on the boat.
It was Frodo, Gandalf, Legolas. Did Gimli get on the boat?
Gimli did not get on the boat.
Gimli ain't on the boat.
Yeah.
Gimli would never get on a boat.
No, he'd
never get on
the
boat.
Yeah.
No. Okay. All right.
I'm standing in the big castle, reinstating monarchy on the world because that's a good thing.
It's true.
J.R.R. Tolkien, thank you. Without you, there wouldn't be Dungeons and Dragons, and without Dungeons and Dragons, there'd be no Monster Manual. With no Monster Manual, there would be no interspecies.
You know what?
Yeah.
What do you think if we went back in time and showed Tolkien a bunch of like isekai anime,
look at these sexy elves.
He's like, wait, people want to fuck the orcs? That's not what I wanted.
They're supposed to be like dark black or some weird shadow creature. No.
Like, no, we made her a sexy pig girl.
It's like,
oh, and there's these ogres and they want to fuck Peter Grill. And he's like, I don't like this. Where's Tom Bombadil?
Tom Bombadil is the ultimate trad guy. You know?
I mean, he's just fucking, what's his wife's name? Like Mayberry or whatever.
Nobody knows.
I mean, Tom Bombadil is the original big dick player. Like, he is just...
He
just picks up the ring and is like, oh, what's this shit?
He's big dick in it, yeah.
For sure. He may be... Well, I mean, I think he might actually be the isekai character in Lord of the Rings. Is that Tom Bombadil...
That is true. That would be very funny.
Because he is basically just J.R. Tolkien's, like, author insert.
Like, stand-in, yeah.
Yeah. So, also,
probably he was like, Tom, my name's Tom Bomb Dick. And then everybody just misheard it as Bombadil.
It's true.
Yeah, I fight a tree, man. Whatever. Leave me alone.
That is a flex to put in your self-insert character and just be like, oh, and by the way, I have like tremendous meat. Like, That shit is like
Sauron couldn't beat me even if he wanted to. Because I've got all these magic trees around my house or whatever the fuck.
Nobody likes me. He is a silly person. He wouldn't do anything.
They're like, well, this guy's too much of a fucking dumbass to throw the ring away.
Too much of a himbo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Tom Bombadil is the big meat himbo. Okay. Yeah.
He's a big dick.
All right. Russ, I know we don't want this to end, but episode 12, we got to get ready.
Here we go.
All right. 3.
I'm going to start crying.
2, 1. Play.
Yeah. Let's just have a... Just sit back with your boys and think about all the monster pussy.
Just love reminiscing over memories of Trim.
Yeah. It's like, damn, remember the day?
It's time to think about the pink, is all we're saying.
Oh, the fan is back, baby.
Yeah.
It symbolizes us, the audience, the fans, if you will.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh!
Yeah! Damn, 3 rounds?
Queen.
Damn.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Demon hole. Piccolo gave him this.
Piccolo. Piccolo.
They actually they called him Piccolo in the episode.
They
joke.
Literally did, yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I forgot about this.
I fucking love the ant. Ants are so cool. They're just old as fuck.
I wish the
me,
tree from the
me.
Last unicorn was here right now.
Me. That's me.
Yeah, I wish that tree from the last unicorn was here too.
That is funny. They
it's
are like,
for us
oh,
to
we missed one.
It's time for us to get all up in the demon's hole.
Fuck.
That's my favorite.
What,
that's
are,
my...
They, are they hanging out with my ex-wife?
Hey-o! That's my that...
Everybody's been watching me, telling me to watch the show Demon Slayer, and I'm like, I already watched this episode. I don't need to check it out.
That's my favorite.
I don't need the tax evasion money anymore. I got this.
That's my favorite FromSoft game, Demon's Hole. Thank you.
Demon's
Thank
Holes.
You.
In a lot of, in a lot of ways, this brothel is a Soulsborne.
Yeah. A pleasure contract.
Yeah, Russ, you're gonna love this one.
Yeah, Demon women
kind of the best.
Yeah. Kind of into it.
If the skin blue dabba dee dabba die is all I'll say. I don't know.
You right.
When I see a blue women, I go a dabba dee dabba die. Fuck.
Yeah.
The boys are back in town.
This is fucking boys' night.
Dudes Rock 2020.
Now here's the gimmick, Russ. Yo, the one in the back, though.
Yeah, she's looking...
Where they got nice. Sheep horns.
She's looking right. I love Grand Blue Fantasy.
Demons just fucking love contracts.
They, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it do be like that.
I love the furry guy who, like, doesn't like nor regular women at all. He only wants to fuck other animal women. It's the fucking best.
He just wants to go fuck that polar bear.
Yeah, like any of like the... Oh yeah, this is great. Was that really that bad?
So they're really into like monkey's paw shit.
Yeah, they're very like strictly worded contracts, just like demons should be.
Yeah, hell yeah. I mean,
this part's good too. You have to
get a lawyer to like write.
Yeah, yeah. You have to get it all. Yeah, you have to put it like every contingency.
You have to get fucking Daniel Webster to fucking.
And I'm assuming in this universe, Daniel Webster will be a spider.
A Spider-Man, yeah.
Yes, of course.
And it'll actually be Daniela Webster, and she'll be a spider, sexy spider woman.
Yes. Absolutely.
What's the name of it again? Oh. Sexy spider lady.
I'm realizing now.
Pixie spider lady.
It is Dryder. It is a Dryder. I was going to say that. I'm like, no, I'll sound
I'm realizing stupid. Now that Grimes likes that lolly demon person because she's all about magical technology.
Yeah.
Inserting yourself into politics when you really should.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's basically Elon Musk, but in small demon form.
Yeah.
The noises of these boobs just flapping around.
Yeah, I mean, those are real big. That was a very good gag.
It's a vortex.
When they just saw the giant moo-moos. They saw the moo-moos and were like...
I don't know how I'd feel about going to some brothel where I gotta, like, fucking read, like, my mortgage contract before I gotta go in. I gotta like set up a escrow and like have a power of attorney or something.
The lizard version, yeah, lizard version is the best.
He rules. King,
this is it.
Yeah, that is true. If you hold out long enough, you become a wizard.
It's a Faustian bargain.
Yeah.
Oh, the horse. Oh, yeah, this scene.
I forgot that she can get, like, real big.
I think she's just always big, isn't she?
Oh, right. I thought she, like, shrunk down. No, she didn't.
Hey, Piccolo.
She's just huge.
If you were just huge, why would you ever want to shrink down?
Yeah. I forgot that that's like the thing is that she's small, but she's huge.
Brain choice.
Yeah, she's. The best of both worlds. She's micro and macro.
Man, being a lawyer in this world would be very lucrative.
Yeah.
You could just get all these people to marry demons and have happy lives.
Yeah. Yep. Happy lives, happy wives.
Grimes still, by the way, has this as her avatar.
Yeah.
She should maybe get rid of it after the whole Elon Musk, Ghislaine Maxwell thing. Maybe.
Yeah.
just an idea. Especially after something that's about to happen in this conversation, I think.
Yeah.
Why is the Archmage Demia such a queen?
I really like how she couldn't just take her clothes off. She had to blast them off, like, Sailor Moon style.
Yeah.
She could just take them off.
Why would you ever want to do that, though?
Yeah, like, if you had powers to always just like kaboom out of your clothes, then yeah,
airplanes
just straight
fuck
just... the airplanes
wait
that
there's isekai characters here?
Yes, the airplanes that kids from other worlds are always talking about. Also
fuck.
Really yeah. Sus that the character that Grimes likes is the one that wants airplanes is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
IMOJ. Do you know back when podcasts used to like give a shit and they would have like time stamped images that would show up on your throughout like through the metadata and it would show up on your phone or whatever? Make the can you do that, Alan, and put the eye emoji just there for those 30 seconds?
Oh, for sure.
Definitely.
There's a lot, like, they definitely clearly were just not giving a fuck by this point. They're just like, we're just gonna have
boobs. They're all out.
They're just gonna have boobs on the screen for this entire time.
Well, they're
we're airing at like 4 a.m. now.
Oh, yeah.
Like, her, like, this demon lady.
Is this our friend Alex Muldoon X9 on Twitter? Is this his favorite character? Just that. It's all the Microsoft Flight Sim nerds. Sorry.
Hell yeah.
Oh, so here we. Normal brothels don't have magic, so they can't protect against STDs and stuff.
Yeah. They get pregnant. Oh yeah, and
she explains the concept of a condom,
and they're like, ew.
Listen, I get it. Condoms do suck.
Yeah, this magical world is all about hitting it raw.
We live in the raw.
Yeah, we live in the wrong world. We need
this
magic.
Is the one world I would like to be isekai'd into more than anything else in the world.
Yeah, no, for
we
sure.
We need people with magic spells over their junk so that they don't get syphilis.
Yeah. Imagine how much better the world would be. And we wouldn't have airplanes. Holy shit!
Wow,
I forgot about that.
Yeah, they Mama just
Mia.
Yeah,
just full on meat.
That's just. That
I
was,
really
that
think
was, that
I,
was Beans and a Frank.
I really, really am proud of them for just showing Crim's meat constantly.
Yeah, they this show really just.
Yo, who's that plant lady? Oh yeah, I forgot about this.
And they're like, I don't know you guys doing that shit.
Capital E Earth. It's happening somewhere out there.
Crim is destroying them with logic.
Facts and logic. r/atheism.
God doesn't actually hear when you pray.
Like, I live up there and I don't hear that shit.
Nobody's ever told me about this. This is the fucking invention of lying by Ricky Gervais.
Oh,
fucking epic.
Everybody's sad because they found out God doesn't care about them.
That's so funny.
Now in a later chapter, they do reveal that God does give miracles to people when they get married sometimes.
Oh hell yeah.
Fuck.
In a later chapter, like, a guy marries a salamander. And when he gets married by the church, the angel that's, like, officiating it or whatever gives him, like, flame resistance so he can fuck his wife.
I mean, that's that's, like, the Fire Emblem franchise is built on that now.
This is a great tradition. This is a great...
Yeah, you gotta fucking just fucking,
You gotta find the right... You gotta find your favorite girl.
You gotta bust a fat nut on New Year's.
Yeah. Gotta get the first buck of the year.
First fuck Friday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't we all wish the bird made? Brothel was closer, everyone.
Yeah,
don't we all?
I'm a big fan of birds.
Queen.
A lot of stabbing in this show.
Good shit.
No anime worth its salt. You need stabbing.
God. Of course he's gone to the build a bitch workshop, like.
I mean,
the most out of everyone.
Wouldn't you?
yeah. Yeah.
He's making deep fakes.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, the
fucking like Nickelodeon slime.
Yeah. Yeah, Kern wants to get his shit blown out by that hyena again.
I get it. She rules.
She gave Crib that pipe.
This guy's just sad. He doesn't.
He's so good. He's just like,
I gotta go fuck this bear again.
Yeah,
you gotta go.
that's like the funniest thing is that they're all just like, oh hell
let's
yeah, because it's just
on.
like humanoid women, and he's just like, eh,
not furry enough. Shit was trash.
They don't smell the way I want them to.
Yeah.
Oh, but all the... This is just like the story of Baby Jesus. All the inns were closed.
Yeah, all the pussy stores were sold out.
Oh, hey!
The Jizz Journos.
The Jizz Journos.
Oh, is that Ian Miles Chong?
No, that's the incel corner.
It's true.
Got it flipped.
Oh, man. I think this elf lady might be my favorite, actually.
Oh, she rules.
She's very,
every...
they just get the small meat guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the fairies would make you feel real good about your tiny meat.
Yeah,
until capitalism hasn't, like, gotten into this world yet, because they'd be all worried about the...
See, she's making a good point about video game... She's making a good point about... reviews. Nobody cares about the number. They just want to hear what your personal opinion is.
Wow.
Yeah.
They cucked you.
Do you think if fantasy Twitter existed in this universe, people would be like, actually, thank you.
I hate cuckolding. I hate it so much. Those guys on Twitter that hate cuckolding, I love those guys more than anybody.
Yeah.
Like the people that's like, oh, I hate it so much. Why do they do this?
Please stop, sir. The Chad cuck is the virgin, a body job.
Stunk, you fucking suck.
I would.
Yeah, you kidding me?
I would. That fairy.
She looks like the person that's like 21-year-old Masato at the Noise Core show
fuck. 31-year-old Masato at the Noise Core show. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. That fucking fairies drain gang.
Oh yeah.
Elsa like the fantasy equivalent of Werguruman because she's got denim cutoffs.
Probably yeah.
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 Which makes her your ideal woman, Russ.
Damn. Damn. She fucking went denim. In. She went in. She was like, yeah, you gonna be a bitch tonight.
Yo.
And he was like, yes, ma'am. Well. First fuck of the year.
Oh man,
I'm getting the first fuck of the year when the COVID vaccine drops. first fuck of the year.
This was me at the end of No Nut New Year. Oh man.
Oh yeah, this is probably the most pornographic scene in the entire show is coming. They
fuck.
Really damn, she's going in.
Just
she's
swinging
riding
them.
It. She's riding it.
They're putting it on there, you know what? Good for them.
You know? Nice.
Yeah.
You don't want to lose
status. Just like video games, you just you can't go into the digital world.
It's true.
All right. Yeah, this that
Oh,
this,
now
is,
this.
This is just straight up. They just they save the best for last. This is just yeah.
I like that we've seen a hyena fucking angel like three different times in this series.
Yeah.
I like that it is such like a it's a great thing. You know it's a good show when you could say a sentence like that and just
oh,
it's
yeah.
normal.
Yeah. Body jobs.
I mean,
the fact that she calls it a body job is so funny.
That rules though.
Yeah.
Oh. It's
they
true.
Say life itself. Who is but the dreamer? We are like the dreamer who lives inside the dream.
I had my Monica Bellucci dream again.
I have. If they really wanted to, they should have ended the show with them waking up from the dream.
Well, then... Russ, they're about to end it with something. You're about to see.
He's gonna wake up and he's gonna be like, "What year is
yeah,
it?"
Yeah, I want. I wish that were me. I wish. I really wish
yeah.
that were me.
I want to get stabbed.
Can the Mao bird please step on
oh.
step on the back of my head?
Oh.
Excuse
he did
me?
It. He did it. He did it. He's a wizard. Yeah,
he did it.
He did it.
He did it.
What a god. What a beast.
Now,
a
if
king.
He if he has sex after this, does he lose his wizardhood?
I don't think so.
No,
I think
you gotta make. I think it's a one way transformation. You just
honestly, that's
it.
That's if you get to. That's not really the worst deal.
Yeah.
No.
You're
going to
put
unlimited magical power?
Yeah. Also, like...
To
like,
gain access to the aether stream?
You also don't know how long lizards live, so maybe 30...
Oh.
Maybe 30
maybe he,
in lizard years is, like, 15. And it's
yeah,
just, like,
yeah,
normal.
Yeah.
Amahara, email us if you get a chance.
Hell yeah.
Oh, boy.
OVA. OVA. OVA.
So, well,
I'm not
well,
over it yet. OVA.
Oh man.
We'll talk about this after the episode's fully over. But there's something that I really in one of the future chapters that I really want them to do for the OVA. But I don't. It might be even too extreme of a concept for them.
Oh no!
It's too much.
More extreme than the role play dungeon, because that one went in.
So, in a future episode, or in a future chapter of the manga, they go to a store that's just, like, a bunch of fish tanks with just normal, like, fish and snails and shrimp and stuff in them. And this is another Archmage Demia joint, but they go in
there, and they
all sit down in chairs, and she puts their mind into, like, the fish and shrimp
and
snails.
And
they fuck, like, fish and like, shrimp and stuff and snails.
That fucking rules.
And the thing is, they're like, well, it's like, I don't want to fuck like a snail. It's like, no. When we put your mind into like the fish body,
oh, you're
they
gonna...
will appear as like humanized snail girls to you.
Oh,
and,
hell yeah.
And there's a part where like Stunk gets like put into like a snail and then he's fucking another snail. It's like, no, you're my dad.
Oh, no.
Basically, what we're doing now, we're doing even
rules.
More of a hard pitch than the series. New season. It has to happen. Listen, I'm gonna say something.
If they have courage, they'll do
season 2 win. For I don't know, close to about 5 years now. You know what? If worse comes to worse, Interspecies Reviewers season 2 win.
As much as I love Kaga Koko,
absolutely.
I will give up a Golden Time season 2
for another season of Interspecies Reviewers in Heartbeat.
Hard same. Hard yeah. same.
Kakakoko is a queen,
feels,
don't get
it feels,
me wrong.
It feels bad to do Tanra Bonry, Tata Bonry bad like that, but...
Tata Bonry would be a lot better off if he just went to a Monster Girl brothel, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah.
If either him or his ghost version of him
yeah.
did it. Oh, man. Okay, so... We've got to add three more things to the
yes.
the list, Russ. This
yes.
is going to be tricky. We need to add the Archmage Demia. We need to add the Alcohans, and we need to add the Dream Eaters.
Okay.
This is going to be tough.
Yeah, the Dream Eaters are pretty good, conceptually speaking.
Well, remember, though, they can only they can only take the form of women you've already had sex with.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think number one at my top of my list is the Archmage Demia.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Should we just all put her at number one? Cause she...
Yeah, no arguments there.
Okay.
She's like the last great free thinker. I almost want to say she is the insert for Amahara.
True.
I have my top three.
She's like the insert. Wouldn't you say of the author, like concocting...
Maybe. Yeah, concocting all sex crimes. Yeah.
Yeah. Paris, what's your top three?
My top three? Number one, Archmage Demia, obviously, right?
Yes. White Girl Wednesday. We all love it.
Number two, just the entire mushroom brothel is just
that's
very
fair.
Good. Very good.
You love the slime.
Yeah. And three is the Alcohans, just because I just think they're cute.
You want to get scammed.
Yeah. I love being scammed. I love getting super drunk with a bunch of like very, very cute little drunk leprechauns, and then I wake up in a bathtub full of ice.
You're missing your organs.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't need all of them, do you?
Yeah. I only need one kidney, you know? So like,
and I think you only need like they can cut off a part of your liver and you'll be fine. You just use the rest of it.
Yeah.
You won't be able to drink as much next time you go back, but
yeah.
Okay.
Well, then that's cheaper. Well, I guess the booze was free.
Yeah. I've got my list now. Okay. So Archmage Demia has to be at the top of the list. I think the Dream Eater is conceptually very close to the Golem, but it's worse than the Golem because it could only recreate memories of somebody you've already had sex with, right? So it's not as good as the Golem. And then I would say that the Alcohans are better than fairies, but I don't think they're that much better than, you know what I mean? Like, they're not enough to knock them up like another spot. So my final list is as follows.
All right.
Archmage Demia, Succubi,
yes.
Lotion Witch. Remember the Lotion Witch?
God, the Lotion Witch was good. Yeah.
Slime,
yes.
Octopus, Lilim. Oh wait, fuck. We had those devils and we had those demons in there, but I really guess that kind of fits in anywhere.
Yeah,
like there's other. Yeah, okay. Let's just whatever. Octopus, Lilim, which is like the fuck demons they had at the other one.
Yeah. The out of control succubi that will kill you.
Yeah, fine. I don't care. Whatever. It's all the same to me. Lilim, Golem, Dream Eater, Mushroom, Hyena, Salamander, Bird, Alcohans, Fairy, Vampire, Jiangshi, Cyclops, Cow, Cat, Elf, Zombie, Will-O-Wisp, Skeleton at the very bottom.
Okay. Yeah, Should I give my final list?
That's a good list.
Okay. Number one, Archmage Demia clones. I specified clones, but her in general.
I mean, I don't care if it's as long as that shit yanks like the real thing.
True.
Yeah. Then Succubi.
Okay, we got the same top two.
Vampire Jiangshi.
Oh,
Das Vampir.
Wait, Vampire or Jiangshi?
Yeah, I kind of tied them together.
They're like next to each other on my list. It's basically the same.
This one might be controversial. It might just be the newness factor. Number four, Alcohans.
Yeah.
Wow. They're hot.
No,
I liked them. They were fun. They were a good time.
Yeah.
That's true.
Number five, Demons. I don't know. Legalese. I want to legally zoom in on them is all I'm saying.
That's true.
And we just lost our legal zoom sponsorship. Fuck.
Oh, no.
Demons and then Bird Girl.
Okay, yeah.
Birdmaid, excuse me. Zombie, Dream Eater, Lilim, Slime, Witch, Lotion Witch, I'm assuming that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Golem, Mushroom, Salamander, Cat, Octopus, Hyena, Cow, Cyclops, Elf, Fairy, Skeleton, Will-O-Wisp.
So I think it's funny that at the bottom of our list, you put Skeleton above Will-O-Wisp, and I put Will-O-Wisp above Skeleton.
I don't like the Will-O-Wisp attitude.
The Will-O-Wisp attitude is very in your face. It's very European.
I care nothing for
it. It's a lot.
They're like on some like Czech Republic shit, and like I'm not feeling it. You know all those voyeur porn videos come out of the Czech Republic. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
I have no idea what you're talking about. What? Huh?
I also think I'm surprised, Russ, that Octopus is so far down your list.
Listen.
She looks like the Hex Maniac, Russ. Have you considered
she does look. Yeah, but she I don't know. She tentacle whipped me.
Where is the bad part of this again?
Oh, Alan.
Did you see that the whole part where she left hickeys all over the guy's body?
That is pretty funny.
With the suction cups?
It was very good.
Okay.
I think I had a much more compelling argument when I put it there last time, and this time I'm just kind of like, for some reason I didn't want her that high. I don't know.
Whatever.
Maybe I just wanted to be different, Alan, and just not.
Yeah.
I get it. You're a rebel. You're like the Joker of interspecies reviews in a lot of ways.
True.
Right.
Now that we've wrapped up our rankings, I want to kind of put out a question to you guys for the next season. And I'm not going to even say, let's pretend you don't know anything about the manga going forward. What is a monster girl or fantasy creature or whatever that you want them to fuck in the future?
A Hydra.
Whoa.
Ooh, whoa.
Yeah.
Hydra girl?
I mean the neck game there has gotta be.
Saying, it's like she
got that throat.
She could give you that throat. Were there any Lamia in?
You know what? There was the guy Lamia, but there wasn't a woman Lamia. So that's definitely at the top of my list.
Yeah.
They need to have some more like Banshees and Dullahans. I need more
Dullahan.
Right. See, people get cowardly with the Dullahan thing because the whole having a separate head is just a fertile ground for a bunch of horny shit they could do.
Oh yeah.
If they do a Dullahan in this show, she will eat her own ass out or something. Like it's
Amahara will think of what Alan said sounds crazy. Amahara would rise it up because
it would
a genius.
It would be something like even crazier. Like they're gonna nut inside of her and it's gonna shoot out of her neck hole or something crazy. Like that. there's just so many.
They're gonna come up with some kind of crazy like visual metaphor for that.
We will poggers. We will go pog.
Yeah. It'll be incredible. It will be very beautiful.
It's gonna be wild. There wasn't
a spider lady.
You know what? That's right. Well, okay, that happens later on in the manga.
That happens later on in the manga, and it's
a very good chapter.
Good to know that ground is covered.
Should I tell you guys just broad strokes as to what they have later on in the manga?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I'm all about it.
They, at one point, Archmage Demia's research of Krim's cum comes to the point where she develops, like magic that will protect them against elements, and they go back to the salamander place,
and they
review it in... for real that time. So that's good. They also, there's a brief mention, I don't think they go full review, but Stunk mentions going to like a giant girl place. And he's just like, I don't know, it's just like, it was just like him like hanging on to like a giant like nipple or something like that. They go to a dwarf woman place where they all have beards.
Hell yeah, that's what.
And Stunk's the only one who's like, I don't like this. But they're like, you fuck animal girls, and they have like fur all over their face. They have whiskers and stuff. And he's like, fuck, you own me with logic. It's true.
Yeah.
And the dwarf girls are like, let me see that sword. Let me hit it on the anvil a few times first. Like, you gotta take better care of your equipment. that shit happens. They go to a spider place. Let me think. Is there anything else? There's fuck. Oh, they go to one place that's like a gym. They go to a gym at some point. And I think I think there's ogres there. And the ogres are like really horny for muscles.
Are they fucking shredded? They're just like
there's like super buff.
Hell yeah.
I don't think there's anything like super wild beyond that. I really like
whoever it is that is translating, that's like doing the scanlations on that I read on manga decks, because they end every chapter with, "And don't forget, we are comrades without borders."
hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's good. We also get a, at one point we get a flashback chapter of the first time that, Zell met, Mitsue, the old lady. So you get to see what she was like when she was like, you know, like
where the journey began,
20 or 30. Oh, there's a monkey girl. I forgot about that.
Oh, hell yeah.
Basically, we are doing the hard sell to the American public. Please write your local congressman.
Yeah, if you could please write to Congress, petition the White House. We need season two. I think it'll be the one thing that brings our country back together. Yeah. If we could all watch this together.
Mr. Abe, if you want to get that birth rate up, get people watching this. They're throwing it off the fucking TV. Like, he personally pays for Darling in the Franxx, and he refuses.
Yeah, here is, by the way, here is young Mitsue. If you want to see
your ride to fucking Darling in the Franxx, and not Interspecies Reviewers. That's all I'm saying.
Interspecies Reviewers is a sex positive progressive show, and Darling in the Franxx is one where they turn into like a big robot wedding dress at the end and do trad wife stuff.
Hell. wow, Mitsue. Hey,
Paris,
Mitsue.
We're making Darling in the Franxx sound too good right now, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
It is cottage core to me. It is it is crypto fash. I do not care for it.
It's Bernie bro to me.
It is Bernie bro to me. I'm trying to go through some of these old chapters to see if there's anything I'm missing, but I think I've covered all the heavy hitters here. So there's a lot of material already for a second season. Here is the shot of Stunk climbing on a giant nipple, if you want to see that. Her nipples were as big as watermelons. You won't know what to do next. Oh god, I forgot. The one staple of all RPGs and stuff, they go to a mimic store.
Hell.
Like,
yes.
You know, like mimics, like the ones that are like their bottom, like they pop out of like a treasure chest.
Yeah.
They fuck those.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. I've played fucking Dark Souls. I've seen how sexy those things are.
Well, the thing is that so basically it's like a woman's torso, but there's a big tongue in there too.
Yeah.
So like it is wild. Some stuff happens. So there's a lot of great content here. This is just waiting to be mined. Also,
right.
Russ, I don't want to alarm you, but I searched for Interspecies on Mangadex, and I found a series I've never heard of before: Monster Wrestling Interspecies Combat Girls.
That sounds good.
There are no chapters up, so nobody has translated it. But the tags are action, fantasy, and Yuri.
Oh man!
So we probably need to check something out. But yeah, we got to go in here. The comment from one person here says, basically, it's Monster Musume, but very gory and fucked up.
That sounds
whoa.
that sounds epic and
so
twisted.
Passione, if you're not going to animate Interspecies Reviewers season 2. Maybe do Interspecies Combat Girls Monster Wrestling.
That's what they're gonna do after they do Higurashi.
They're doing Higurashi.
Yeah.
Fuck. Well, you know,
Interspecies Reviewers when they cry.
Oh man. Oh, you know what? They ought to fuck a Sakata girl. Just like,
oh man.
Oh, you know what? That's something they haven't done yet. We talk about Spider Girls, but there hasn't been any other kind of bug.
Like Bug Girl, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Bug Girl, like a, you know, like an ant or a bumblebee or something.
Yeah.
You know,
bumblebees are the thickest insects. So.
Well, there was that one wasp girl from Monster Musume, and I'm not talking about...
I thought you were going to say the mosquito girl from One Punch Man.
Oh, well, there's a mosquito too, I think.
And there's the bug girl in My Hero Academia. She gets all slimy and stuff.
Is she supposed to be a bug?
She's a bug. Yeah. She's like a moth. Like that's why, like she has like the like her little antenna.
But she just like spits slime.
Yeah, yeah.
I always thought she was like an alien looking thing.
No, she's a bug.
Okay. I like her more that she's a bug.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's fine. They should go to like a bug place and like a fly girl spits up acid on their dick.
Yeah.
Right.
Just fully take the sexual subtext of Cronenberg's The Fly, but make it
make it
actual text.
They just do the thing with their hands.
Ooh, yeah. They do the Birdman thing with their hands. Oh, man. What a great...
Speaking of Birdman, should we fly on out of here, Alan?
Yeah, I guess we should. Yeah. What's our sign off? Oh, yeah. Until next time, everybody.
Wait, should we let Paris? Paris, you got any plugs?
Oh, no, true. I got nothing right now. I got nothing going on.
It's literally the same thing for everybody. Like,
yeah, look at our
tweets. We're
we're all sitting inside. We're all wishing we were in Monster Girl World.
Yeah, I am not even on Twitter, so not right now. So
you're missing out on all the great cake tweets, Paris.
Oh,
it's so funny.
Oh, so funny.
So epic.
It's really epic. I'll take your word for it. Well, until next time, everybody, suck and fuck.
Suck and fuck.
Suck and or fuck.